Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Kent Backus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. Back with Kent in just a moment.
Last year, Oklahoma experienced devastating wildfires.
22 Oklahoma counties under a state of emergency because of the wildfires.
Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
I'll never forget the night of the wildfires. There were thousands and thousands of head of livestock lost, ranches destroyed, people lost everything. It was devastating. Todd Lamb came out. He visited with the ranchers and farmers in the community. He gave them hope. He gave them encouragement. He took on a leadership role. He found out what we needed, and then Todd delivered. Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
Lots of uncertainty remains about how agriculture will fare with the Trump administration's aggressive trade stance, talking tariffs with the Chinese and with other countries as well. Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says if you really have been paying attention to what Donald Trump has said all the way back to his campaign for president, you shouldn't be surprised with his actions on trade.
You know, this is not something that is a big surprise to a lot of people because the administration has been very consistent in the fact that they're going to move forward with these trade actions. And so, you know, we're going to see how they're implemented, first of all, with the steel tariffs. It looks like there have been a lot of exemptions for most of our trading partners, especially in our top five markets. But we don't know for how long. And we look at China specifically. Obviously, we're very excited about getting back in that market. We were shut out for 13 years. And so, China has said that they're going to look at a wide array of different items of importance and significance economically into their market. So we don't really know if beef is going to be on that list. We know pork and other ag commodities have been added, you know, but for now we're being very vigilant and watching to see what happens. I think that anytime you have disruptions in our ability to send products to consumers, you know, whether it's, you know, beef or any other ag commodities, that does have an impact on everyone else. I think a lot of it really is, Ron, we're just going to have to watch what happens as this unfolds. When you look at Asia specifically, that's such a great market for U.S. beef and U.S. pork. And when we're both successful in those markets, everybody benefits. But if pork has restrictions on it, it would be naive to think that beef would not be impacted as well, because when pork product is displaced, it's going to fall back into other markets. And so if there's a 25% tariff on Chinese pork, or on pork going to China, then we could see that displaced into potentially Japan or Korea or back here in the domestic market. But that's all speculation at this point. So I think people need to be concerned. They need to watch what's going on. But I still think that the administration has a plan on how they're going to move forward with this, how they're going to be able to negotiate. And we're going to give them the opportunity to do that and hopefully improve market access overall for U.S. agriculture.
You alluded to Japan, a couple of things there. Most recently, we got the word regarding the snapback that we would see the end of the snapback April 1 regarding U.S. frozen beef. That obviously, you got to feel good about that.
Oh, that's a great development. Obviously, Japan is our biggest export market. Almost $2 billion of beef sold into that market, even with that 50% snapback tariff in place. There's no question that Japanese consumers want U.S. beef, and they're willing to pay for it. The good news about that 50% tariff being reduced to 38.5% is that we'll be more competitive. At the same time, we're still concerned because the other Trans-Pacific Partnership countries move forward without us. Mm-hmm. And as you remember, those terms mean that the tariff for those countries will go from 38.5% to 9%. And while that'll take, 15 years to happen, it still makes them more competitive than us. So we've done a really good job at establishing a very loyal consumer base in the Japanese market. But part of that loyalty has to do with the fact that we're also very competitive price-wise. Japanese consumers, like American consumers, look at price. Mm-hmm. And whether it's beef or pork or anything else, they're always going to look at what's the best bargain they can get for the best product. And while we may be superior to a lot of these other countries, that price point could be a restriction for us in really maximizing our potential in there. So we're excited that this temporary tariff that we've been under for the last 9 months is going to be rescinded. But we think it's important that we have either a bilateral agreement or we have a role in the TPP so that we can affirm that we'll never have to face that massive 50% tariff again.
NCBA's Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 5th, live on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV's Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start 8 a.m. Central Time, 27,800 head to be offered, 5,000 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, and 9,850 calves on cows. If you'd like details on when an estimated lot will sell, or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.